Someone asked me a question if they can kosher their kitchenette on Pesach. They're going to a hotel in the middle of Pesach on Chol Hamoed, and they want to be able to kosher the microwave, they want to be able to kosher the oven. Can they do so on Pesach? Well, the truth is, the first question we have to ask is, do they have to do a bedikas chametz in the middle of Pesach? Because the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Lamed He states that lo badak belel yudal yivdok biyom yudal. If you didn't do a bedikas chametz, if you didn't search for chametz on the night of the 14th, you have to search for chametz on the day of the 14th. And if you didn't lo badak kol yom yudal, if you didn't search for chametz on the 14th day, yivdok b'silcha Pesach. You have to do bedikas chametz on Pesach because maybe there's chametz in your house and you might come to eat it. Or you might want it, you might violate the prohibition of Bayi Rabbayi Matzeh. So maybe you should be obligated to search for chametz in a hotel when you go there in the middle of Pesach. So the question is, if the hotel is assumed to clean your room well, obviously there are some horror stories, but if for the most part we can assume that the hotel cleans your room, then maybe the hotel is maybe the hotel room is creates a situation of the room being becheskas baduk, that there's a presumption that when you go into your room, it's presumed to have been cleaned. And after all, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Lamed Gimel Seif Gimel states bodei kol hamakomo shishlachus shema hichnisu bahem chametz, that you're only obligated to search those places where there's a concern that maybe there's chametz in them. So a hotel room, maybe if it's cleaned well, and that's the presumption in most nice hotels, that they clean the hotel really well and the room really well. So maybe we can assume that there's no chametz there. Rabbi Willig believes that we can make that assumption, and therefore, according to him, you would not be obligated to search for chametz, do bedikas chametz, if you go into a nice hotel during Pesach. Now, can you kasher your oven? Can you kasher the microwave on Pesach, on Chol Hamoed Pesach? So the Torah tells us in Sefer Bamidbar, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Kol Devar Sheyavo Ba'esh Taviru Ba'esh, if something absorbs forbidden iser taste through fire, through dry heat, tavir ba'esh, you have to kasher it through fire. And v'chol asher lo yavo ba'esh tavir ba'mayim, if something absorbs non-kosher taste through liquid heat, so then you can kasher it through liquid heat. So for example, there's something called libun, where you can, if you burn or blowtorch a kli, so that achieves what's called libun. If something, let's say a frying pan, absorbs non-kosher taste, so that's absorbs non-kosher taste through dry heat. So therefore, you need to use potentially a blowtorch libun in order to kosher it. However, if something, let's say a pot, cooked non-kosher food in the pot, so then it absorbed the non-kosher taste, how? Through liquid heat. So there you would kasher it through liquid heat, through hagala. There's a difference between kashering through libun and hagala when it comes to chametz on Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Nun Bei Seif Aleph tells us that if you did not do hagala, the Rama writes, Im lo higil kodem zman yisuro yachol lahagil ad ha-Pesach. If you didn't do Haggalah before the time that it's forbidden to eat chametz, you can still do Haggalah all the way until Pesach. But once Pesach hits, oz chametz b'mashehu, ve'eno mol Haggalah shechozer u'boleya. That once Pesach hits, you can't do Haggalah anymore because the taste that, let's say if you kasher a pot, through Haggalah, through placing in boiling hot water, the non-kosher taste or the chametz taste that is removed from the pot will return to the pot. True, that taste that is removed, that returns to the pot, will be no sein tam lifgam, will be a stale taste, but we are machmir, we are stringent, that on Pesach, we are machmir even for no sein tam lifgam. So therefore, we would not be allowed to kasher any kalim by way of hagala or the sort. So that would include microwave, the way it becomes, the way that the chametz is absorbed in the microwave walls, assuming you kasher microwaves on Pesach, which is a debate, but assuming that you kasher microwaves on Pesach, that's through steam, and that's akin to hagala, and therefore you would not be allowed to kasher your microwave during Pesach. However, when it comes to the oven, the Rama writes of a mutala labin kli tocha Pesach. You can do libin on Pesach, because that simply does sorif bimkoma, it simply burns the chametz taste, and it's not achieved through Haggalah, and therefore you would be allowed to do libun actually on Chol HaMoed itself. So in practice, however we kasher an oven on Pesach, whether it's a self-clean or non-self-clean, the different rules, that you would be allowed to do on Chol HaMoed Pesach, but you would not be allowed to kasher a microwave on Chol HaMoed Pesach. However, if you want to use the microwave on Pesach, you could still use it, even if it's quote-unquote non-kosher for Pesach. How would you do that? In general, let's say you have a non-kosher microwave oven in, let's say, where you're working. So you're allowed to double wrap an item. Let's say you put two layers of wax paper around the food. You double wrap the item, and then you can put it in the microwave. And you can use that for a non-kosher microwave as well, because it doesn't transfer taste to the food if it's double wrapped. So that could be a solution. So again, if someone is going to a hotel in the middle of Pesach, it seems that according to many poskim, one would not be required to do bedikas chametz during Pesach, because one can presume that the hotel cleaned the room for Pesach, would not be allowed to kasher the microwave. However, you would be allowed to kasher the oven through libun, through, let's say if it's a self-clean oven, through running a self-clean cycle, using a self-clean feature on the oven. And regarding the microwave, even though you can't kasher the microwave, but you can still double wrap food and place it in the clean microwave during Pesach.